Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. My name is Roger Z. I host this show. Hello to everybody in Westchester and especially White Plains, because that's where we're at. Today, my special guest is Mike Corbin.
How you doing?
Good. And actually, Mike has been on the show before.
Yeah, I was on with Big Jim Wheeler, Wheels of Fire.
You were the guitar player on that.
One acoustic guitar, rhythm guitar player, yeah.
Yeah, that was one. That was an exceptional show.
Yeah, it was good. I've been playing with Jim. I've known Jim, geez, 20 years or so. And it's been fun playing with him. It's been really good.
Now, you tell me Big Jim is busy mostly making movies, though, now.
Big Jim's, yeah, he's got a movie career. He's doing really well. That's right. He's, his latest movie was Rachel. Rachel Got Married. I think that's the name of it.
Cool.
I'm forgetting it. Yeah.
Now, what about you? We talked. You're a full-time musician.
I'm playing. I have several bands I'm playing in.
Well, let's talk about them.
Bands. Well, I have a solo project I'm doing where, I'm going out and playing by myself. I have my band, my Corbin band. And then I'm playing with Big Jim and the Wheels of Fire. And I play with the Ruse Brothers once in a while. And I'm in a tribute band to the band. It's called the Band Band. And it started out as a few friends getting together just to pay tribute to the band and have fun playing in a friend's house. And we decided to go out and play a gig. And we played one gig, and the response was incredible. And now we're playing sold-out shows at the Turning Point, and we're playing in B.B. King's in the city, and playing up in Connecticut and out in Philadelphia. It's taken off. That, too. So, it's been pretty wild.
It's so funny. A friend of mine is in a Hall & Oates tribute band.
That's wild.
And, not happening.
We went down to the city a few weeks ago to see the Fab Four. I don't know if you ever heard of them. They're Will Lee and tribute to the Beatles.
Yeah.
In the city. A couple thousand people. To see a Beatle, someone else played Beatles songs.
Well, Will
Lee. Amazing.
Lee.
They were incredible. They were just incredible.
And what
they
do you? What's the name? Okay, so it's the band band.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Do you have a MySpace page for that?
There's a MySpace page. There's a .com. TheBandBand.com.
We should have told him to put that on the credit. That's okay. And what do you play? Do you play acoustic guitar,
electric, yeah, harmonica, some keyboards.
Are you a rhythm guitar player, lead guitar player?
Mostly both? Rhythm. Play a little lead, but mostly rhythm.
Do you sing lead
and
in that
sing,
group?
Yeah, singing lead in that. My group's in that group. Yeah, Jim, it's just background, background vocals and stuff.
My band, Roger Z and the Zygotes, we do a couple of band songs.
Oh, yeah?
We do The Weight.
Yeah.
And we do I See My Light Come Shining.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, I forgot the name of that right now. right through.
I Shall Be Released.
That's right.
Bob Dylan, man.
Right. One of the guys who wrote that, I think, passed away. One of the Traum Brothers.
Wow.
But so that's awesome, and that keeps you busy?
It keeps me pretty busy, yeah. Doing
that's
the recording.
Awesome. Talk to me about recording. Who are you recording with?
Well, I have a couple CDs out. I'm starting a new, they're with bands. It's a, full bands on those CDs. I'm doing one now that's going to be acoustic, I think. So,
Well, we got a couple of CDs here. Can I lift them up and flash them at the camera?
Can you do that?
Yeah. Look at Rita Run.
Hey.
Okay, so.
That's the latest one, Long Way Home.
Let me hold it up. Slowly. Is that good, Rita?
Long Way Home.
Good. Tell me when I can put it down. Put it bye-bye. Let's put up the other one while we got
Cold
Rita.
War. That's my earlier CD.
Cool. Now, these are independents, or?
Yeah, it's an independent label, Degree Zero Music. And a lot of different people on it. A lot of good friends playing different instruments on it.
Now, I've met you before you came into the studio, probably at the, which jams were they?
Oh,
the ones in Loose?
So many, I'm not sure. It's probably, it's been
a while. Well, which jams do you go to in the area?
Around the area now? No, I haven't been out in a while to jams. I've been playing a lot.
But so, in the past, which ones?
Over in Rockland and Nyack area. Over here was, where? I can't remember. I used to come, there was a club. I can't remember the club.
Okay.
Downtown White Plains.
Oh.
We actually played there, too. It was a...
Right, now it's the Brazen Fox, but I think it was something before that.
Yes, I think, yeah, I know.
Roxy Perry ran
something
that.
Something like, yep.
And that,
yes.
Mick,
yeah, what was it? I can't remember.
Me neither. They come, they go.
They do.
So you gonna play a little bit for us today?
Sure.
Why don't you grab your guitar?
I'm gonna play, start out with a song I wrote in, I hitchhiked to California to see Bob Dylan. I wanted to meet Bob, so I hitched across the country.
Did you meet him?
Almost. I got to his front door, I knocked on his door, and the security kind of got a hold of me, and that was it. I met him again years later at Folk City, actually, but I didn't meet him at his house. And this I wrote on my way, started writing it hitchhiking across the country, and got to San Francisco, and then went to L.A. and wrote this song called Baby It's Cold Outside. There's another one called Baby It's Cold Outside, but this isn't it.
Okay.
This is my Baby It's Cold Outside.
All right, baby, freeze me.
I'm coming.
reminds me of the Dylan song, It Takes a Train.
Train to Laugh, yeah.
Right.
Not left train to cry.
That's yeah. right.
Yeah, he was
especially the opening words.
Yeah. Ride a mill, yeah.
I ride a mill train. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah,
very
well,
nice.
I was a big Bob Dylan. I still am a big Bob Dylan fan, but I was a real. I was so like Bob Dylan that I hitched across the country to meet him. And
that's a great story. Wish it had a better ending.
I didn't meet him, but while I was there. I went up to San Francisco, and I went out to a club one night, and Mike Bloomfield was playing. I mean, Mike Bloomfield.
Sure.
He played on
Dylan's. On It Takes a Train.
He played on those songs. He was playing by himself in a club, and I went there, and I'd bring my harmonicas with me where I went, and I was like in between sets, and I was in the bathroom. He came in. I said hello to him. And I said, hey, can I get up and play with you? And he said, sure. So I ended up playing the rest of the night with him, Mike Bloomfield, and me. And then he gave me a ride home.
Was he in a good space?
He was pretty... He talked a lot about Dylan, you know, and how weird he was when he played with them and everything. And that he was asked to play with the Rolling Stones, and he turned them down because he wanted to be his own guy. He didn't want to be. And it was a good time. We drove, and he drove me home, and then I didn't see it. I think it was like 6-7 months later he died.
Yeah, it's very sad.
Yeah, it was sad.
Very sad.
But it was good. It was a good experience to play with him.
What else you got?
Songs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that first one. This guitar sounds beautiful.
Yeah, it's a nice guitar. Let's see what I got. I have Cold War, which is title song of my CD.
I'm not picking it up. I'm on strike.
Okay. Thank you.
say a word to my guitar players out there. This man knows how to play rhythm acoustic guitar. So you let it ring.
Yeah.
If you watched his hands, he has a lot of open strings in every chord he plays, and the reason for that is because those ringing open strings make it sound full, and you are a master at that.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I've been playing.
And the fact that you use a pick helps.
Yes.
Because it helps the ringing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I do finger pick, but,
And actually, what you do is the key to a three-piece rock band. Most of the great rock bands, especially The Who, Pete Townsend will play chords pretty much like you do with those open strings and let them ring.
Yeah.
So he doesn't really play bar chords.
Right.
He always is letting open strings ring to give that big, fat sound.
That's it. Yeah,
so you're a master at that.
That's it. Yeah.
You got another short one you want to put in?
Yeah, sure. I got one more. I take a quick drink. Excuse me. I know this is a.
Okay. We'll just shut the cameras down.
I have a dry mouth.
Okay. Cool.
All right.
What's this one called?
This one. This is called She Got Free. This was on a record, a compilation record with Bon Jovi, Twisted Sister, 10,000 Maniacs. It was called New York Rocks.
It's like 10, 15 years ago. Yeah. Was that the Bon Jovi album? What was their first song?
That was Little Runaway.
Right, because
Runaway was on it. Yeah.
Right, I remember hearing that.
Right. And this was on it. She Got Free was on it. Not the acoustic, because with a band, but this is the acoustic version.
Cool.
She's a better woman for it.
Thanks.
I'm waiting for you to get a clean ending so it makes it easy to edit and put on YouTube. If you're wondering why I'm delaying
okay.
the big applause.
All right. That's all right.
Yeah, that's one of the things you can do is when you get the DVD.
Oh, yeah. Take them from
me. You can slice them and dice them and put it on YouTube
Great.
Or put them on your website. Mm-hmm. Works as a nice promotional thing. That was very nice. I'm going to move to the section we do at the end of the show every week where we talk. Basically, you give the listener some insight into your influences.
Okay.
So these are the prepared questions. And we talked before, and you did prepare them.
I did.
So if you were going to a desert island, what few CDs
would I take?
Or what would you put on your iPod, just to give our listeners an idea?
Blonde on Blonde, of course, Bob Dylan.
Favorite song on Blonde on Blonde?
Sad Eyed Lady of the Lowlands.
That was the whole side of
all one side.
Right.
Just when I hear that song, when it starts, just does something to me. It's a great song.
I like Just Like a Woman.
Yeah.
But I like the Richie Havens version.
Oh, yeah. Playing with Richie Havens in the Ramsey in July.
You opening
July 4th, yeah, in Ramsey. There's a big festival going on there. 4th of July fireworks. They have a big outdoor festival.
I'm a big Richie Havens fan.
Yeah.
I like the way he tunes his guitar.
I know, the way he plays
so
his tunes, that's great.
And so funny, because later in his career, he actually learned how to play guitar the way we do with normal tuning. And I think he went back now.
Yeah. He had his style was great, man. The way he played that thing was wonderful.
Dylan's one.
Flying Burrito Brothers, The Gilded Palace of Sin.
I have that album.
Yes.
Favorite song on that one?
Well, favorite song on that one is the answer to one of the other questions, which is Dark End of the Street.
Dark End of the Street, okay. Now, did he write that song?
That was Dan Penn wrote that song.
Right, because I think Linda Ronstadt did that, Emmylou Harris.
Yeah,
I think
Emmylou did it, yeah. There was a movie where this group did it. Maybe 5 or 6 years
ago. You know, there's a movie called The Festival.
Yeah, I forget who did it.
And they have the Flying Burrito Brothers in the festival.
Really?
What happened was, it's a movie about this promoter put all these groups, the band, Janis Joplin, Grateful Dead.
Oh, that's right. They're on this train going across Canada or something.
Right, across Canada.
I saw part of that. That's great. That's a wild movie. I didn't see them. They were in that.
Well, what happened, a lot of groups didn't make the cut for the original movie,
right.
But one of the special features of the DVD is 10 or 15 tunes that didn't make the cut.
Oh, that's
and
great.
They're on there.
Wow.
It's pretty good. They have some really good Dead on that.
Yeah.
They have one scene, because you're in the band tribute band, where they have Rick Danko. And Janis Joplin, and they are drunk.
That's the scene I saw.
It's pathetic, actually.
It's pathetic.
It really is pathetic. I mean, it's too bad that's how you're going to remember them. But
I know, right? They were a little inebriated.
Any other albums? Or?
John Coltrane, Love Supreme. Believe it or not.
Oh, I'm a big Coltrane fan.
I used to listen when I was years ago. I put that album on and listened to it over and over again.
I'm in a Coltrane phase now. Live at the Vanguard, live at the Village Gate.
Wow.
He's great.
Yeah, he was great. It's, what can you say about him when he plays? It's just...
Well, here's the thing that's weird to me, and I don't know if I don't think I could do this. I mean, at one point he was a junkie.
Yeah.
He kicked all drugs. I don't know if he got religion, became spiritual, but he would sit in his room and he'd play for 7 or 8 hours.
God.
You know, just played the sax.
Yeah.
To me, I would find that a little boring. I have trouble concentrating over an hour, except if I'm performing.
Yeah, true. Yeah, that was that stuff.
But the sad thing with him is he had bad teeth, so when he played, it actually hurt.
Oh, man. I didn't know that.
But anyway, it's part one has been a pleasure. I'm going to save the rest of the questions for our next little bit. You got any final things to say in 10 seconds?
They get a chance, go
website.
On my website, and yeah, you can check out a lot of music, and it's been a pleasure being here. Thank you.
We're done.